What was another name for the old fellow with the horns and hoofs and tail and a pitchfork?
The devil.
Do you have any nicknames for the devil?
Well, he's called Satan sometimes.
You might say you're mean as the old...
As the old devil, the old Dickens.
What is the name people sometimes think they see around a graveyard?
Ghost.
Do you have any other names for ghosts?
Haints.
Any names you remember older people using? She was old, as ugly as a...
Old spooks. Witch.
If somebody died mysteriously in a house and people were afraid to live there, what kind of house would you call it?
It'd be a haunted house.
Better put it...
They would think Haints would be there.
Better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold.
It's getting blank chilly. It's getting blank cold. It's getting
getting pretty chilly.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd
But I'd rather not.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? How do you express your feelings about seeing him again?
Well, I'd speak to him and tell him how glad I was to see him.
How would you say it?
Well, let's see, be several different ways you could say it, I guess. You say it's good to see you again, something like that.
Pretend that I'm that friend, Uncle Monk, and I see you on the street.
Well, I'd probably say hello and glad to see you. Haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, and so on.
He owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? That's a blank of land.
I believe you'd call that a quarter.
How would you refer to it if it's a lot?
Well, 200 acres is commonly known as a lot.
Well, let's see. Have you ever used the expression right smart? There's a right smart.
Yeah.
Smart. What does that mean?
That means not a little, not a heap. It's sort of in between a little and a heap.
Yeah. Do you
right
use it,
smart.
Do you use it pretty much?
Yeah, that's used a lot.
Can you give me some examples of how you use that? Would you say a right smart pain?
Well, yeah.
Right smart of pain?
You can use it in that. He made right smart money, so and so.
Yeah.
Got a right smart of money for a job.
Yeah. If you want to express agreement stronger and more enthusiastically than just yes, what would you say?
I don't know.
Say you want $100?
Yeah, I'd say, sure, give me, I'd love to have $100.
Can you really do that? Do you think you can do that? I would say, and you would say,
Yeah, I think so, I'll try it.
Would you say, how would you say, I'm sure?
Well, if it was something I knew that I could do, I'd say, I'm sure I can do it.